Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
This week, as Pastor Tom has asked me to stand in for him, I wanted to know what Yahweh wanted me to do. Because the Hebrew does not believe in happenstance. It just happens. I'm here today because Yahweh has a message for somebody. Amen. And I'm the one that's supposed to give you that message today. The last time I saw you, I believe I was exegeting from Ephesians, the third chapter. I tried to do something else today, but the Holy Spirit told me to finish that I did not finish. So I am going to be obedient. These particular verses in this scripture that starts from the 14th through the 19th verse are verses that changed my life. I was a young minister, a young pastor, and Yahweh said to me, the Spirit of Yahweh said to me, meditate on Ephesians 3, 14 through 18. And I said to him, I already know what it says, because I have been a student of the word. And he said to me, meditate on it. And so, to be obedient, I began to meditate. The word for meditate in the Greek the Hebrew is hagah. It means to keep muttering this word. In other words, it's sort of like speaking this word to yourself, turning it over in your mind, thinking about it. So I began the process of meditating on this word. And without realizing it, something began to happen. When you begin to meditate, you don't even know that something is changing in your life. The change is so subtle that it began to happen. I had been trying to write a book on water baptism for about 4 years. And all of a sudden, it opened up to me and I began to write. I wrote 4 books. And then the Holy Spirit led me to the name of Yeshua. Through meditation, and I'll show you this in a few minutes, Yahweh was able to use me through meditation. He can change your life in the same manner. See, a lot of times we think we are not worth anything. We think we don't know anything. We think we can't do anything. But God is able to cause you to do things that you thought you would never be able to do. Are y'all getting it? Amen. So you have to learn to be obedient. So what did we learn from the last time that we talked about Ephesians 3? Because before we talked about Ephesians 3, we talked about Johannes 1. And so Johannes 1 would say, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become, the English text says, to become the sons of Yahweh. But the correct translation, to them that believed on him, to them he gave the power to be birthed into the lineage of the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe in his name. So the name is important. You cannot believe in him if you don't believe in his name. Amen. And you're not believing in him if you don't know his name. So this whole thing is evolved around that. So the last time I was with you, what we received from Ephesians, Shaul said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Yahushua Mashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Shaul can't help from teaching even when he prayed. See, this was a prayer he was praying for you, for the saints of Yahweh. But even in his praying, he revealed something that was very important. He revealed that there is a heavenly family that extends into the earth. And that everybody in this family, whether it be in heaven or it be in the earth, has a family name. And that family name is not your name. This is a family name given by Yahweh to his children. And it says, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The Greek word says, pas, all. Hebrew word said, ko, all. All the family that belongs to Yahweh have the same name. Whether it be in heaven or whether it be in earth. 2 Corinthians 5 said that any man or woman that is in Mashiach Yeshua is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. What he is saying is that Yahweh has created a new genus, a new sub-family of the humankind. You are no more who you think you are. You are a new genus. You are a new kind of human being. You didn't get that then. You are a new kind of human being. You don't belong to the so-called race that you think you belong to. He has created a new race of people, if we could say that. A new genus, a new section of the family. Now, look, if we would, at Galatians, I believe it's 3, Galatians 3, 28. Well, let's start 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Mashiach have put on Mashiach. There is neither Jew nor Greek. This is not just talking about Jew or Greek. What he's talking about is race of people. He says there is neither Jew or Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye all are all one in Mashiach Yeshua. And this Greek word, neither, is the word odipoti. O-D, not even. Pote, at any time. So you are no more the race that you thought you were at any time. You cannot talk about who you are as it relates to the races that have been divided in the world. You are a new kind of human being where you don't belong to any race except the family of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Watch it. See, we are so caught up in what race we are that we fail to realize when you are in Mashiach Yeshua, you have been created anew and placed into a new subfamily of the human kind. So you are no more black and white. Remember what I said? You are no more black and white. You are no more Asian and Hispanic. You are no more Indian and Native American. You are all one in Yeshua. You are a one race of people in Yeshua. How many of you believe that? Let me give you a little example. Now look, I'm not here to make you shout. I'm here to make you speak. To make you reflect on what this is all about. It is time for the true church of Yahweh to arrive and stand. It's a time that we find our true identity. First Corinthians 8:6. And that this is my job. This is why Yahweh has left me on this terra firma for all these years. I need to help bring in the revelation of a new kind of human being. That way, all of us who is in Yeshua, no matter what race we were before, can come together as the sons and daughters of Yahweh under his banner and his race. Are you getting it? And in his race, he don't see color. In his race, he don't hear distinct languages of different. All he sees is one people. And the church, with the things that is happening in the world today, the church needs to come into the realization, into the revelation of who we really are. 1 Corinthians 8:6. but to us. Somebody say, but to us. Look at your neighbor and say, us means me.
Us means me.
But unto us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, as for us,
there is
but one God,
and we are all
in him. Get it? And we are all in him. And one Yahushua Mashiach, in whom, it says by, but trust me, it's in whom are all things, and we in him, not by him. We in him. That by is an English word. But we are in him. All of us, see, Yeshua said, Father, you're in me, and I'm in you, and we are in them, and they're in us. We are all in him. Now, as we understand the revelation, the true people who have believed in the name of Yeshua, no matter where they are, where they be in Africa, Asia, Australia, the United States, can come together as one people. Right now, we can't do that. Because we got people sitting in church today saying, I'm white. We got people sitting in church today saying, I'm black. We got people sitting in church today saying, I'm Hispanic. We got people sitting in church today saying, I'm Asian. But there is no race in him. We are all simply the sons and daughters of Yahweh in Mashiach. Yeshua. That's a different way of looking at things. This is the God way of looking at things. He knew the only way he could get a people out of this world is to make a new sub-part of the human family, to create a new subdivision of the human family. And then everyone who comes to him is in that subdivision. And therefore, there is no division. We are all together. Now, you might say, other people don't feel like that. It's got to start somewhere. It's got to start somewhere. Somebody has to understand the truth and begin to believe it. And so then Shaul goes on to say, and this is his prayer for you. Now, what I did when I was meditating on this, I changed that to me. Like the 16th verse that said that he would grant unto you, I made it that he would grant unto me. And that word grant is metadoma, which really does not say what it seems to say. That word grants means share. That he would share with me. According is the word katathoti, meaning that. Now let's read it from that perspective. That he would share with me or you that riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So he's not talking about give me something and then I am different and separate. He said, I want to share. I'm praying that I can share in the power that Yahweh already has. I want to participate with him. I want to participate in him. I want to participate in his fire. The choir talked about push. They seen him move mountains. You ain't going to move no mountain until you start participating in his fire. Are you getting it? You can sit up there and try to move mountains all you want to with your mind. And you can be saved trying to move mountains, trying to do it on power you think you had that he gave you. And the mountain won't move. But when you are participating in his power, you are participating in power that can move mountains. Somebody hear me and get me. Others hear me and get glad. Get mad or get glad. It's okay. And he says, when I participate in your power, then I know I will be strengthened. Strengthened is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for be strengthened in the might, in the dunamis, in the inherent power that Yahweh will give, Yahweh has in him. And I become part of that power, so the power that is in him becomes my power. And the word inherent means it becomes a part of me. It becomes who I am. Hallelujah. And I don't have power today and no power tomorrow. It's part of who I am. If I live for God yesterday, I have the same power to live for God today. It's in him. It's the way I live. After a while, people start looking at me and say, that's just him. That's the way he is. He says, I'm praying. I'm praying that God, that you would share with me that riches, that abundance of that power that resides in you. Put it in my enemy. I don't want it up here. I want it in my spirit, man. See, the power never comes from up here. The power comes from within. Did you all know that? Even your natural power don't come just from your physical. It comes from what's in you. Hallelujah. I just wish everybody believed this. Amen. 17 verse. That Mashiach may dwell in my heart. That's not right there. May dwell in my heart. Kator Keo. That Mashiach may settle down as in his own house in my heart. Are you getting it? That Mashiach would settle down, would be comfortable living in me as his own house. Because you're not going to be able to participate if Yeshua don't feel comfortable in you. See, some folks, God want to jump out of them. Because that's some stuff going on. It's a messy house. It's a dirty house. It's a house where there's all kinds of filth. You better be praying for me now. Or you better. that he may dwell in my heart, find a home in my heart in faith, and that I've been rooted and grounded, that I would send down my spiritual roots. That I would send down my spiritual roots and lay my foundation in love. You didn't get that. That I may be rooted, I may put down my roots, my spiritual roots, and lay my foundation in love. Agape, not eros, sexual love. That ain't nothing. That's just an act of the flesh. That don't gain nothing from nobody. But that I would put my roots down in agape, the God kind of love. Now, something that will give us a little better understanding of that is found in Tehillim Psalms, you might call it, the first chapter. See, we fail to realize that the Old Testament and New Testament really are one. If you can understand the New Testament, you will understand some things in the Old Testament. Now listen to this. Blessed is the man. Somebody say woman. See, a lot of times we want to leave women out. But women are in God too. How many knew that? So sometimes we think, well, it's because it says man that it excludes women. But the word is Adam. Read Beroshet. And when it speaks of Adam, it speaks of them, the man and the woman. Women are not less important than men. Maybe I should say that again. Women are not less important than men. It's just simply men and women have different jobs to do. And they are created specifically for the job that they are to do in the human family. Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't take advice from ungodly folks. They don't go outside of God to try to find out what they should do. They don't go to no fortune teller trying to find out what they should do. They don't go to no witch doctor trying to find out what they should do. They don't go to no spiritualist trying to find out what they should do. They don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin. They don't walk that same path as sinners walk. They have a different path they walk. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But their delight, somebody say pleasure. Their pleasure is in the law, Torah, translated teaching. Their pleasure is in the teachings of Yahweh, and in his teachings doth he or she meditate day and night. And he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he or she does shall prosper. This is talking about natural water. A tree that is planted close to natural water sends its roots down and tap in to the natural water. And because it taps in to the natural water, its strength is extended and built up, and his leaves will never wither. And the fruit he will produce in season, because it's planted by the rivers of water. Now this says rooted and grounded in love, but I'm gonna sort of put this together and show you what it really talks about. The Holy Spirit is the rivers of water in the spiritual realm. And we need to put down our roots into the river of living water. Somebody say, where did he say that? Johannes 7. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him or her come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, not on me, as the scripture has said, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. And the next verse says, he was talking about spirit. The spirit is the river of living water. Any man that believe on Yeshua, out of his parents. So now that's kind of, let's go back to Ephesians. We don't want to get too far from our scripture. That I being rooted and grounded in love, in agape. Well, you say, but you said that the rivers of water is the Spirit. This says I need to be rooted and grounded in love. What's going on? Why are you saying something different than the scripture says? I'm not. Look at 1 Johannes 4. And we have known, you know, by having a relationship with the one that is known. And we have known and believed the love that Yahweh has to a father. The lamed attached to the stem means to a father. So some people get it. Some people put it wrong. But we have known and believed the love that Yahweh has for us. We know that God loves us. See, when you know that, certain things begin to happen in your life. See, we know that the love that Yahweh has for us, Yahweh is, how many saw that? Yahweh is and he said in Johannes 4 that he is also what? Somebody my Bible's too. Yahweh is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit. So Yahweh is spirit. Yahweh is love. So when I let my roots down in love, I'm letting it down in the spirit, and I'm letting it down in Yahweh. He said, now we believe in the love that Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Yahweh is love. And he that dwelleth in love, agape, dwelleth in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him or her. You can't be dwelling in love if you're not in Yahweh. And you can't be dwelling in Yahweh if you don't dwell in love. You can't be mean and hateful and hate people if you're dwelling in Yahweh. Huh? It's not possible. Here in 17th verse is our love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. See, when the day of judgment, if we have dwelt in love, we are running to the judgment seat. But if we don't, we kind of hanging back wondering what's going to happen. Because as he is, so are we. What does that mean? We are all the sons and daughters of Yahweh. That's what he is. And that's what we are. The Bible said Yeshua is not ashamed to call you brothers. Because he's our brother. And he's the son of Yahweh, and we are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. And then it talks about something right out of the blue. The 18th verse. There is no fear. Now that's what I want to talk about. Things are happening in this land that has a lot of people very fearful. We have seen the head of Breitbart, a racist right-wing organization, their leader is now the chief counsel of the president. We have seen a man called Sessions who couldn't even receive a judgeship because of his racism may become the attorney general of these United States. We are seeing right-wing racists rejoicing over the land and committing hate crimes because they believe that now they are in a position of power. So for a lot of people, this is a scary time. For the undocumented, this is a scary time. Because he still says that he's going to deport the millions of undocumented. See, he's going to start with the criminals first. But you can make a non-criminal a criminal by saying so. So it's a fearful time in that community. And in the African American community, your voting rights are going to be in question. Your rights period is going to be in question. And something that you may not have known, that I have known for a long time, this clamor for Second Amendment rights has nothing to do with people just wanting to own guns. These are people arming themselves for what they think the next war is going to be. And it's going to be in this land. So this is a fearful time. So Yohanan starts out by saying, we know that Yahweh loves us. You know what the implication there is? That no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, Yahweh is going to protect his children. And so we are not afraid, because the scripture said, if Yahweh be on our side, who or what can be against us? So Yohanan says, my brothers and sisters, because we know he loves us, there is no fear in love. Mature love casts out fear. Mature love casts out fear. And when you know Yahweh is on your side, Yahweh sure is on your side, you can stand and say, I know he loves me, and no matter what happens, nothing is going to happen. Look at Mark 4. I still got another few more. But I remind you all that the apostle Shaul preached all night long. He preached so long that a young man was sitting in the window. And he fell asleep and fell out of the window. See, y'all stay here with me for about an hour and 15 minutes. And you get mad because I have not ended. Here, Yeshua says to the disciples, let's go over on the other side. He's talking about they're on the Sea of Galilee. And my brothers and sisters, I've been on that sea several times. Beautiful. But sometimes the wind can come up on that sea. Tear every ship apart on that sea. And Yeshua said, let's go to the other side. And then Yeshua found himself a little place up front, laid his pillow down, and went to sleep. And then the storm. Until the boat was almost full of water. And Yeshua was still asleep. So they ran to Yeshua and they said, don't you care that we are going to perish? He started at the 39th verse. And he arose, that is Yeshua, and rebuked the wind. And said to the sea, hush. Be still. And the wind ceased. There was a great. And he said unto them, the 40th verse, why are ye so filled? How is it that you have no faith? I'm on board.
Come on now.
You know, I'd understand if you was out here all by yourself. But I'm on board. And I'm sleeping. Because I know that ain't nothing going to happen to us. If you're truly saved, why are you so fearful? Yeshua stood up and rebuked the wind. And then he said to the wind, hush, be still. And the wind obeyed. Why are you so fearful? Don't you have anything? And look at 2 Tim 1:7. This is good, isn't it?
Amen.
See, I was born, you're a children of Yahweh. You're a different species. You're a different part of the human family. Seventh verse. For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power and of love and of a sound mind. Why you say sound mind? Because when you don't have a sound mind, you can't fully comprehend that no matter how hard the wind is blowing and no matter how tall the waves are dashing, that as long as you got God on your side, can't nothing happen. That's a sound mind. The unsound mind said, I wonder if he's going to help me. I wonder if I'm going to drown. The sound mind said, can't nothing happen. Yahweh is on. Hallelujah. Back to Johann. First Johann. Forward. There is no fear in love. But mature love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. When you're afraid, you go through a whole lot. How many of you ever been afraid? The most simplest way to say it, when you was a kid, and that bully told you at school that he was going to beat you down right after class. You dreaded all day long. You was in torment all day long. Right? And when the time came for you to get out of class, you still hanging around the school. You scared to go out there because the bullies said, that's torment. Then you had to go through that every day. So as a kid, I just made up in my mind. I just said, you got to kill me. Because I ain't going to run and I ain't going to hide. But, you know, that don't help you if he kills you. And then the 19th verse says, the 18th verse says, he that feareth is not made perfect or mature in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, and this brother here is not talking about his brother by his mother. He's talking about a brother by another mother. Loving not his brother whom he has seen. How can he love Yahweh whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh loveth his brother. also back to the beach. We'll wander. I've been rooted and grounded in love, may be able, may have the power to prevail, may be able to comprehend. And this comprehend is not what you think. It's, you know, we think comprehend means understand. But this is kata lambaino in the Greek. And a closer English word would be apparatus. And so kata lambaino means to grab hold to and to possess as your own. May be able to grab hold and possess for your own. With all strength, this is not something that's for one. We all should be doing this. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? See, what does that mean? It's just talking about the vastness of the love of God. That we might be able to fasten, grab hold of that, and possess that knowledge of the vastness of the love of Yahweh, and to know the love of Mashiach. Genosko meaning love, because I've had a relationship. See, some of you think you love somebody, but you ain't had no relationship with them yet. You ain't been with them. You get with them and stay with them about 6 months and you'll find out when you love them. But this love is based on a relationship. The old folks used to say everything that shines is not gold. You can have this tall guy, he has this slick hair, or he has blonde hair, or he has whatever. Doesn't matter. And he is handsome. But you know, you haven't had a relationship. He might be a wife. You know what I'm trying to say? But this is based upon a relationship. You've gotten to know him. And to know the love of Mashiach that passeth knowledge, that we might be filled all the fullness of Yahweh. Love is something that the church has been missing. I mean, I don't say they don't have it, but they have missed the importance of love. They thought, just because I'm saved, I don't have to love Sister Jack, because she's not lovable anyway. But when you were in your sin, you were as low as you could get, as dirty as you could get. The love of Yahweh through Yeshua was extended to you. God said, I passed by. And they were laying in their blood. And I spread my cover over them. And I said unto them, you're mine. I'm going to wash from you. Love overcomes all. Love overcomes all. And I'm going to read the last scripture, and then I'm going to let you go. 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, this charity, it might be written charity, but it's the same Greek word, agapao, love, the God kind of love, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I'm just making a lot of noise. Don't mean nothing. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understandeth all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Now, Saul is not saying you can have all of these gifts and not have love, because all of these gifts are from the Spirit, but he's making a point. The only thing here that we can do by ourselves is to give our body to be burned. Huh? We can give our body to be burned. Or we can take all our goods to feed the poor. But even that profits us nothing in our body. Love suffers long. And it's time. You know what I say? And it's what?
Time.
Love has no meaning. Love do not lift itself up higher than it ought. Mm-hmm. Love is not proud. Love do not behave itself unseemly. Mm-hmm. Love is not just thinking about himself. Love is not easily provoked. Come on. Love do not think evil. Love do not rejoice in iniquity, but in truth. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua. We thank you for your word that reveals that we are a different genus, different subsection of the human family. Because we have been created anew in Yeshua. And the old things have passed away. All things are new. A new life. We thank you.